Blog Talk Radio. Welcome to the Christian Psychic Cafe. This is Dr. Jenny. I am here with my co-hosts,
Jessica
and Nicole.
Welcome to the show. It's Sunday night, October 15th, and we're in
Orlando.
I can't roll my R's today. Orlando. Oh, it's back. Okay, I feel better. Welcome to the show, everybody. How's everybody doing tonight?
We are fantastic.
We are really, really good. You know, it's funny, when the show starts, we have to stop like the private talking that we're doing, and sometimes
and that's
it's at a really good point, and we're like, oh, wait, the show's starting. We've got to. Y'all can appreciate that. I'm sure you've been in that situation. If you want to call in and get a mini angel reading tonight, you can call us by calling 323-679-0882. 323-679-0882. Okay, so we call them mini angel readings. Why do we call them mini angel readings?
Because they're tiny little miracles.
Wow.
I was going to say tiny little angels giving the information.
Which reminds me about a show Marcia was telling me she was watching that's really good about little people, and it sounded really interesting. Now I might want to watch it on TV, but I'll tell you about that later.
Okay.
More importantly, it's about little people, you know, and she said, but it's not, she's a little person who's a doctor, and she's, and she adopted two children that were little people too, her and her husband, and she said they just treat each other so well, and it's just such a great show. And I thought
so
that was really
angel
cute.
Readings. Let's get back to the show.
Do I digress? Yeah.
We like to talk about other things.
We like to talk about other things, too. Mini
like,
angel readings.
Where were you last week, Miss Jenny?
I was in Maine looking at the fall foliage. I was in Maine looking at the foliage.
Foliage.
Thank you, snorting. I was looking at the leaves.
I'm an English teacher on this show.
No, I have a client who is an English teacher, and she taught English, not like in grammar school, but in college, and she just dies over the words. But she's impressed that I know all the words. I just don't know how to pronounce them correctly. The point is, I had pretty leaves. They were purple and red and orange and yellow, and they were so lovely. And if you go to my Facebook, Jenny J Now, GinnyJenau. Jenny Janau, if you go there, you will see that I posted some of those pictures, and most of those pictures were posted right outside of it's a two-story house, out of the upstairs bedroom I was in, and it's beautiful.
That is beautiful.
I mean, the bush, it looked like the one with the red, looked like it was on fire.
Yeah, I love that. I miss fall in Florida. We don't have fall. I mean,
no, and you don't
we're
have.
We're lucky if it's below 80 degrees ever.
Ever, and it was weird because we were at church today. And I was hot, and I looked at my watch, and it was 86 degrees,
yep.
And it was 12 o'clock, and I tapped my husband, and I showed him, and he goes, I know. And we're both, like, so hot now because we spent 10 days in the cool weather, and two of those days I got up. I like to sit out on the deck because it's on a mountain and just listen to the animals.
Mm-hmm.
And I went outside, and I always wipe my hand on the chair to make sure there's not condensation. And it felt dry, and I sat down, and then my pants are getting wet. I'm like, wait, am I at a certain age? What happened here? And I realized that there was actually ice on the chair.
Oh, no way.
And all the leaves had dew that had frozen.
Oh, wow.
So now as the sun came up.
Frost.
Well, I like to think of it as dew, and the dew was melting, and what was happening was sounded like it was raining in the woods.
Oh, really?
So it was the coolest thing. Yeah, I thought to myself, I have that really good piece of recording equipment that we do interviews with. If I had set that up, that would have made the most calming, like, going to sleep type sound, because it was so beautiful. It was really cool, and I sat there, and then my pants were really cold and wet, so I had to go make a change. But it was really cool. It was really nice. So I had a great time, and I really enjoyed Maine. We all go to see the leaves when we can, And those of you who are fortunate to live in the Northeast get to see it. But as you know, the week that it changes, there's like a 3 days of peak, you know, and you either catch it or you don't. And this year we caught it just right.
Yeah,
and I was really
so
happy.
Lucky.
Yeah,
you're so lucky.
I was really, really blessed. So that was good. And you guys had a good week?
We did. And it was actually a little cooler here this week. I was thinking about you. It was. Yes, it was. Didn't you notice it was a little breezy?
Every now and then you'll get a breeze. It's like, ooh, you're not sweating today.
Yes. I felt like...
You felt that cool, that change.
I felt the change. I really
did. Well, it felt like it wanted to be colder outside, but it didn't quite get there.
Well, it was still 87 degrees, but it was...
Anything below 90.
It's below
miracle.
95. I'm a happy camper.
I'm
let me tell you. You know, when you can go... But at night, last night, we had to lower the air conditioner, meaning lower the gauge so that it was a higher... cooler, higher temperature, because it was...
She had to put the air conditioner.
I have not had enough coffee. Leave me alone. I had to put the coffee.
You had to lower the air conditioner
lower.
Or raise it?
I lowered the temperature
so
there.
So it was cooler?
So it was cooler because
she
it was so
lowered.
Hot. Y'all just, you know... Okay, see, I have the ability to mute them all, and I might just do that right now.
Hey, I didn't have any air conditioning for, like, 3 days last week.
So Jessica had the week from hell while I was gone.
Oh, my gosh.
And I want to apologize to my clients who called in, too, because I'm going to tell you, I know my voicemail's full. I just got back late last night. I was at church all day today and running errands. So I had no phone most of the time in Maine. Except I had a VOIP that was working up there, but sporadically.
Mm-hmm.
So I was able to talk to, like, just a few people. And then we said, we're done with this VOIP. We got a phone, regular landline put in, but the landline didn't get put in until the day before I left. So I apologize to all those folks who I wasn't able to talk to who never got their calls returned. You lost your electricity.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
Well, your air conditioning.
My air
conditioning. I thought you lost electricity.
She lost electricity, but it was very, very toasty warm.
Yeah.
And I am in a rental now. And, you know, when you're so used to owning your own home and calling people and having things fixed, and you're at the mercy of someone else, it's very frustrating to me. And when
you don't have to pay for it. There's the big caveat.
Okay, that's the joy of it all, but I could have had it fixed the first day.
Yeah,
I know.
And
I know.
It went on for days, and my garbage disposal broke. My dog was sick.
Yeah.
Like, what else?
It was not good.
All in 1 week?
I got the call that my daughter had not this wonderful daughter, my other daughter had a fender bender.
Not the good one.
Hey, you're both wonderful daughters, but she was okay and everything was fine. But it's like everything hit this week, and I was like, wow, of all weeks to be
gone.
It
was a very off week for whatever reason.
I know. Well, it's all back.
Maybe Mercury.
Is in retrograde, or is that what you were going to say?
Yes, that's what I was going for.
Yeah. Well, I'll tell you what we're going to go for tonight. We're going to open the chat room so you can ask questions in the chat room. Nicole will look at the questions. She will read them off, and I will answer them, and she will answer them. We're also going to do mini angel readings, like we said, and we've got lots of folks on the line. And we've got a little bit more room for a few more folks. We'll do those readings. In addition to that, Nicole and I did make up a song tonight for fall that we wrote. She's laughing.
Okay, that really terrifies me.
Yeah, it should.
I've never done this here before.
And you're both going to sing it together?
Yes, and we sing it together. And I think we'll wait till after, like, the first or second call before we do that.
I was getting nervous. Huh?
Because I hope you have it memorized, Nicole.
And they did not share this with me.
No.
I haven't done my vocal exercises yet.
And I enjoy singing. Thanks a lot.
Well, you can join us. Nicole will give you the words.
I'll give you the words.
Yeah, okay.
Fall, leaves changing color.
We're more
elaborate than
elaborate,
that. Thank
please.
You.
Okay.
Please.
Right.
She set the bar pretty low for us.
I know. I think we're going to do well now. She did set the bar low, didn't she? She really did. And our topic for tonight, does anybody know what the topic is for tonight?
I'm really excited for you to mention it live on air.
Well, I think the topic for tonight that I thought would be interesting to talk about is it better, like, for those people who are currently single, and, you know, we're coming into the holiday season, I always think Halloween kind of kicks it off.
Right.
I know for a lot of people they say it's Thanksgiving, but for me it's like Halloween kicks off the craziness starts, right? So the question is it better to be dating somebody now and have a boyfriend going into the holiday season and or girlfriend, or is it better if you don't have someone now to remain single till you get through the holiday season?
Cheaper.
Yeah.
There you go. It is cheaper, that's for sure.
But you also have someone that can take you out to dinner and pay for you, get free meals.
But that doesn't have to happen at the holidays.
But, like, you can save money on food to buy more gifts.
That is true. That is very
true. But
that
is the wrong reason to be dating somebody.
Yeah, you should really date them because you enjoy their company, not because they pay for your food.
Right.
That is a nice little perk, though.
I've been dating wrong.
It is. It can be, that's for sure. Well, that's our topic for tonight, and we're going to talk about that with some folks because it is an interesting thing. Like, a lot of people wish that they had somebody to go to family functions to or to holiday parties with, et cetera. And the question is it better to have somebody – you know, that last minute guy or girl, you know, I know I'm a female, so I always say guy, but is it better to grab somebody last minute to bring on and try test that new guy out at that company function? Or is it better to hold off and wait till after the holidays and then, you know, see if that relationship might work? So it'll be interesting. Let's see what our callers say, because we're going to ask them after we answer their questions for them tonight. So the first caller is calling from 469 with a prefix of 684. She has brown hair, blue eyes, and her name. No, I'm only kidding. I know, I scared you, right? Welcome to the show.
Hi, this is LaShondra.
Okay, hi, LaShondra. How are you?
I'm great.
Scare
how
you?
Are
I
you?
Did. I did. I know I did. Okay.
No,
all right. So, how can we help you tonight?
I was calling because I've been going, I'm trying to get a teaching, special ed teaching job, and I've been going on interviews, but I haven't heard anything back, and I have an interview tomorrow as well. So I'm just trying to see, what do you see coming up for me?
The thing is, I do see you, and I have seen you. I do know that you're going to get a teaching job. Like, I feel really confident that you're going to get in there. You may get in as an assistant, but you will get in. I know you'll get in. So you have to just keep at it, because and I could be wrong, but I think I may have spoken to you a couple of weeks ago, maybe 3 or 4 weeks ago, give or take, maybe even longer than that. But I'm feeling the same energy where I feel like you're going to get in and somebody's going to, like, all of a sudden, like, have, you know, not be there, not be available, whatever. And then it's going to happen. And I do feel like you're going to get that job. So, but I think, and I don't know if I told you this last time, but I do feel like it's going to be like an assistant job. Then in the second semester, or, you know, as we get into after the holidays, you may be able to take over as the teacher as leading the class. And that's with special needs, right?
Yes.
Okay. Yep. Mhm. Mhm. This is what I see. And I also see you. I know you have a question. I try to keep it to just one. But you're also wondering about meeting a guy, aren't you?
Not really. It's just one guy that I've been seeing for 3 years. We're not in a relationship, but that would be the only person I would really want to be with right now.
Mhm. I do see that you're going to be in a relationship with a guy, and I do see that he will have been married before. Has this man been married before?
No.
Okay, so that'll be interesting. That'll be an interesting situation. But I do believe that he will have been married before previously. In any event, let me ask you this question. What would you do? You're coming into the holidays. You're currently single, but your company has an office party. Would you have a friend who you've been thinking about dating, invite him to go? Or do you think it's better, like, call off all those bets and wait till after the holiday?
I would probably go with someone I already know. But
somebody
I wouldn't go with someone new, because the thing about around the holidays, you have to be really careful. And, you know, and I was actually reading an article where it was talking about how to, you know, point out those people that, you know, just around for the holidays.
Right.
And, you know, so I wouldn't try to get into anything serious with anyone that I don't know right now.
I think that's really, really smart, and I think it's a really, really good idea. And I agree with you 100%, and that's one of the things I was going to point out, and now I will not. But you're correct. You know, if somebody has one too many drinks, you know, some people are lightweights. You know, they have two drinks and they they're you know, as they call it, seven sheets to the wind, and then what happens, you know? So you got to be really careful because it is your reputation. I appreciate you answering that question. I do want to say I think tomorrow's interview is going to go exceedingly well. Okay. So call us back and let us know how that works out. But I feel like it's going to go extremely well. I have a really good, like I'm hearing these. I hear music, but the music is kind of like upbeat music, like from the Titanic, if that makes any sense, which is like the really good music when the good stuff happens. So when I hear it that way, I share it because I think that this is going to go the way you need it to. Okay?
Yes. It's like the thing is like I'm in a district now, and I was, you know, had my own classroom and everything. And then me and my teacher assistant, we didn't get along too well. It ended up where I had to get a lawyer. I don't like what the outcome was. So it's basically like I've been bumped down as a pyramid sub, meaning that I have to go to whatever school they tell me to go. Basically, like I'm an assistant. It's like, to me, that's like an insult. And
of course it is.
I still keep my pay and everything like that. I still get paid as a teacher, but it's like I don't have my own classroom. I work as a substitute.
Right. And you feel like you're being sent to the schools that are more difficult, more challenging, other places people wouldn't want to go, and you're feeling almost as if you've been blacklisted. Is that correct?
Yes, and starting in January, my contract will end with this district, and I'm okay with that because I don't want to be in
the
anymore.
No.
But I just want to make sure that I have some kind of security, so that's the reason why I'm starting my search, you know, now.
Yes.
We're trying to find something.
I think it's a really good idea to start your search now. I think that by starting your search now, you'll be able to ensure that you have something lined up for you know, after the holidays, but also, let's also remember this, you want to remove the stress, as much stress as possible from yourself. So I would recommend that you do some meditations, and I would actually recommend, and you may even be able to find him on YouTube, Dr. Mitchell Gaynor, who is no longer with us, has a wonderful meditation for taking care of fear. And what it does is it helps you to feel, to take the fear, which is greatly misplaced because fear is not a reality. Fear is what we put in our brains and our heads. And I would love for you to listen to that and to radiate hope and to remove fear. And I think that you can do that. I think you can do that really well. And it's called Meditations for Healing Sound. And I would recommend you do that. And this one is for creating hope. And if you can find that with Dr. Mitchell Gaynor, I think he made it back in 2007. But I think it's one of the most wonderful, not only CDs, but that there's like five different meditations on that CD. So I'm going to say this for everybody who's listening. One is Meditation for Inner Peace. One is for Infinite Light. One is for Creating Hope. And one is for Radiating Happiness. Mm-hmm. And it's a wonderful CD, and I know a lot of folks say, well, I don't have time to meditate. And these meditations go from 5 minutes up to 20 minutes, so you could pick whichever one. But it really will lift your spirit, help center you, and help you. I want you to, like, throwing off the blankets, you know, on a winter's night when the heat's been turned up too high, you know, you throw the blankets back because it's just too warm. Right?
Mm-hmm.
So this helps you throw off the fear. I want you to throw off that blanket of fear. And the way to do that is to recognize fear is like nothing more than a passing cloud in the sky, and it will eventually move. And when it does, it no longer exists. So I want you to stop dealing and living under that fear cloud, because once you get away from that and realize you have nowhere to go but up, okay?
Okay.
All right, great. All right, good luck to you, and God bless you, and thank you for calling in tonight.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Bye-bye now.
Bye.
She's such a sweet girl. You can tell she really cares. You know, and that's a prime example of somebody who has a job, who's being paid to do the job.
Mm-hmm.
They're not placing her in the job, but clearly she wasn't not adequate at the job. She didn't like what her teaching assistant was doing. And I really am proud of people who stand up for what should be done. Even she had to take it to court. And I know school systems don't want you to take it to court. I understand that because they want it all to go under the radar. But this is someone who has the courage, you know. And you know, people who have had the courage to do many things.
Mm-hmm.
What was that movie? Was it Silkwood? Where they had the courage to talk about what was going on at the plant and the different.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. And there was the other one where I forget her name. Oh my gosh. But I just heard her name the other day. You know, people have the courage to stand up and be that voice and be the only one to stand up and say this is not right. It does, and it was interesting. I was speaking with somebody while I was in Maine, and I don't want to say because there's probably some information that I shouldn't talk about, but this particular person was a teacher, and she was sharing with me how, you know, sometimes as a teacher, you know that a child is being abused.
Mm-hmm.
And they had done everything that they could to prevent this child and from being abused and called in, you know, all the... And unfortunately, because DCF didn't handle it in an appropriate fashion at the time, it was able to be covered up. And the whole school, all the teachers knew what was going on, and
wow.
They didn't know what to do to prevent it, and they never gave up. And as a team, they worked together until this got found out, and then the children were removed from the home and put under protective care. But it could, you know, teachers, you know, for people who grow up in a wonderful family, and I know we were all blessed to grow up in good families. Where nothing like that went on, but you know, some kids, teachers are the only people in their lives that can protect them.
Right.
And so teachers, you know, they're teaching our children, but sometimes they're protecting the children.
Mm-hmm.
They're the only person mentor that child can go to for safety.
Mm-hmm.
So teachers have so many different hats. Yeah, it's a tough job, and I think anyone who is a teacher in this world today, they take on so much responsibility and so much more responsibility, you know, is put on their shoulders just by the school system itself. So it's a tough job, and, you know, again, hats off to every teacher in this country because
mm-hmm.
that's an incredible job. All right, let's go ahead and take our next caller, calling in from 256 with a prefix of 516. Welcome to the show.
Thank you for having me.
Oh, you're welcome. What's your first name?
My name is Keisha.
Keisha. Well, Keisha, welcome to the show. What part of the country are you calling from?
Georgia.
Georgia. Georgia. Okay, great. They won't let me sing. You know that. I'm going to sing later, though, so don't worry. All right. Keisha, how can I help you tonight?
Yeah, I was wondering, what do you do you see me getting a job in the next couple of weeks? And I'm not talking about the career.
I was just
going to
say a job. You're just saying,
yeah.
Because I don't see a career coming in the next couple of weeks. No, but do I see a job coming in the next? Okay,
right.
I do see a job coming in the next couple of weeks, and I see it's going to be a job that's going to be busy work for the holiday season, actually. And I think you kind of already know that. Are you aware of that? Is that what you were hoping for?
Yeah, I was hoping for something part-time or, you know, well, no, full-time, but not permanent until this other thing gets cleared up, you know. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah,
understood.
That would be about 3 months. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah, and that's exactly
so you think I'd
be
okay financially for the rest of the month because I am running really short on cash.
You really are. And the angels are talking to me about a blue Slurpee. What, I don't know what that means. What does blue Slurpee mean? Talk to me about this. Do you like blue
Slurpees?
Slurpee. What? They're showing me a
A blue. I mean, I do like raspberry, blue raspberry.
Okay,
Slurpee,
there we go.
But
okay,
I can't.
It to me.
I can't really connect it with anything though.
But is that something you enjoy drinking?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So it's something that you try not to do right now because you don't have the assets to be able to do it. And they're showing me you're being really careful with your money because you don't want to spend money that you're not supposed to till you know you have an income coming in, correct?
Right, exactly.
Okay, so what they're showing me is that they're showing me you sitting there drinking this blue icy, I guess it would be called. It's like, I don't know. I haven't had one since my kids were small, but it looks like a blue icy. And you know exactly what I'm talking about, right?
Right.
Yeah, okay. And so they're showing me you're sitting there just drinking and thinking, I'm so glad I can enjoy these again, which is their way of showing me that everything's going to be okay.
Cool.
Okay.
All right, I guess that's it. Oh, do you see anything in terms of my love life? See anybody new coming in?
Well, I see that you do have a love life, and when I say you do have a love life, I mean I feel like, you know, you haven't, and I want to say this in a way that's you sometimes aren't as discerning as you should be. Do you know what I'm talking about?
Right. Exactly.
Okay.
Yeah.
There you
exactly
go. Okay. Mhm. So the angels are like, if you would be more discerning, it may take a little bit longer to get the right one, but you will definitely get the right one.
Okay, gotcha. All right. Thank you so much for your time.
All
right.
Oh, you're welcome, Keisha. You take care. God bless you. Bye-bye now. All righty. We're going to go ahead and take our next caller, calling in at 416 with the prefix of 893. Welcome to the Christian Psychic Cafe.
Hi there. How are you?
Great. Who am I speaking with?
It's Jean.
Okay. We can hardly hear you. Are you girls having the same issue?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you're breaking up. Are you in a location where you can move? Because it almost sounds like you're in a metal building.
Okay, how about now?
I can hear you now. Great. What's your first name?
It's Jane.
Jane. Well, welcome to the show, Jane. What part of the country are you calling from?
I'm calling from Canada.
Oh, Canada. Oh, Canada. Now, we love Canada. And can I just ask, are you near Alberta?
No, I'm in Ontario, actually.
Okay. Well, that's okay. The only reason why I asked you that was we're loving the show Heartland, which I don't know if you know of, which is a Netflix series that is filmed in Alberta, and we were wondering if Alberta really looks like it looks like on the show Heartland.
Oh, okay. I've never heard of that show. I should try
to
watch
that. I'm
going
to have to wait. If anyone listening is from Alberta, call in, please, because now we want to know. But that's okay. We're still going to answer a question for you tonight, Jane. It's not like tit for tat, so don't worry. So how can we help you tonight?
Well, I've been dealing with a lot of stress and anxiety at work. A lot has to do with the people that I work with. There's
mm-hmm.
so much drama and a lot of gossip going on, and just wondering
mm-hmm.
how things are going to look in the next 2 months for me. Like, will I be able to get a new job before the end of the year?
Mm-hmm. Well, let's address a couple of concerns that the angels are showing me that I would like you to acknowledge if this is accurate. So they're showing me that you're not well received at the office. Part of the problem is you're a good worker and you're a hard worker, and you dot all the I's and cross all the T's, but that's not necessarily what's going on at the office. Is that correct?
That is correct, yes.
Okay. They're also showing me that part of the frustration is you feel like people, it's almost very cliquish. Is that correct as well?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. So you've kind of been frozen out, and now you feel like they're talking behind your back, and they're making it look like it's all you. And the truth is, it's not you at all. As a matter of fact, it's almost like negative you, if it could possibly be that way. Do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah. And I've been distancing myself from a lot of people at work because you know, there's a lot of I don't know why they're involving me. And you know, there's even like a female supervisor, and along with a male team lead, who's, you know, causing problems.
Right.
And it's almost like they want me to quit. And like I've worked with, you know, the female before at two other jobs.
Right. You know why? You do know why, though. I want you to think. What is one thing you're known for? Be honest. Ah, I just said it. Be honest. You're known for your honesty, aren't you?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. You're known for your honesty, and they know that you're not one to pull the wool over someone's eyes or the carpet over someone's eyes. You're not one who's going to say everything's okay when it's really not. You'll call. If you see a jackrabbit in the field, you're going to say, I see a jackrabbit in the field, and you're not going to pretend you don't. And they know that. And they don't necessarily want you speaking the truth. They want you playing the company game, and they know you're not one to play the company game. Correct?
Yes, you're right on.
Okay. Okay, so because of all of this is why they prefer to get you to move on. And I'm going to tell you that I don't think you should move on. I think you should stay right where you are and you're not going to like to hear this, I think you're going to stay where you are for the next 2 to 3 months. after that, I do see a change, a major change taking place where your seniority changes and it raises up. Now, I can't see if that's at a new company or the company you're currently at. Can I ask you a silly question? Is it possible somebody new could come in and change the culture of the company you're in?
Yes. I think it was at the beginning of the year, my company is a private company, and they partnered with an international company.
Mm-hmm.
So
there you go.
Yeah, so they could be, in the process of taking over. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And then guess what changes? Everything. Major shakeup. And don't think that they will undervalue you and or underestimate you. Because that is not what their forte is. Their forte is knowing what's going on and be grateful for that, because they'll put the value in you that should have been there from the beginning. Okay? So you're probably thinking, how do I possibly know all this? This is what the angels just showed me. So this is good news for you. So you can continue to look for other opportunities, and I would encourage you to, because I think it will aid you in feeling like you're not locked in a box like you currently do, you currently feel. But I do feel also like this is all going to change in 3 months, and I don't see exactly what's going to change, but the fact that they've shown me this and you're now sharing this information with me leads me to believe that that's exactly where and how it's going to happen. But I'm not telling you not to look at other companies, because, again, changing your environment, sometimes even if it's into another company, can be helpful, even if the company you're with changes, its culture. So continue to look, but I know within the next 3 months, approximately 3 months' time, you're going to be just doing so much better. And, again, more seniority in the position, and you will be taken at face value and in a serious way that you're not taken now.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? Good news, right?
I've been with the company for a long time. Yeah, I've been you're right about seniority, because I've been with the company for so long. And it's just these new people, the energy has changed. Because the company grew, and they've hired a lot of inexperienced managers and supervisors and then team leads that, they don't have the real qualifications, to be a supervisor, manager, team lead.
Right.
And the way things are, they're running things at the office, they're young and yet inexperienced and, immature.
I know. And it makes it hard. And the reality is you're used to doing a good job and having good results. And that's what this new company is going to want too. So be happy. These things are happening. Okay. You can be excited about it. Okay?
That's good to know. Oh, thank you so much for your insight.
Oh, you're so very welcome, and thank you so much for calling in. And real quick, that question that we were asking people tonight, do you think it's a good idea to bring somebody to a company party that you don't know, somebody new?
I wouldn't be comfortable with bringing along someone that's new, okay with bringing someone that I know and comfortable with, but not someone new, I don't think so.
Right. And I knew you were going to say that simply because it makes sense. Why would you? But I think one of the questions people, often raise at this time of year is like, I don't want to go through another holiday season alone. Should I just, try and bring somebody in who maybe is a maybe so-so and see what happens? But
that's
the professional that you are. Yes.
Yeah, but
exactly.
Someone new, I don't think so.
Right, of course not.
Someone
and that's very,
yeah,
exactly. Smart, which is why you're going to do very well. You watch what happens 3 months. You're going to do really well, okay?
Oh, thank you so much.
You're welcome. Take care.
Guys,
God bless.
Yeah. Okay, thank you. Take care.
Mm-hmm. Bye-bye. Okay, let's go ahead and take our next caller. Looks like this caller's calling in from area code 203 with a prefix of 558. Welcome to the Christian Psychic Cafe.
Hi, this is Victoria.
Victoria. Hi, Victoria. And what part of the country are you calling from?
I'm calling from Connecticut.
Connecticut. Okay, great. And how can we help you tonight?
I was calling. I just wanted to ask. So I recently met a guy just a few weeks ago. His name is Kyle. And I just wanted to ask what you were picking up between me and him and moving forward.
You and him and moving forward. And his name is Kyle.
Yes.
This seems really... I have we ever spoken before?
No, I don't believe so.
It's so odd because I feel like I've read for you before in the past, and I don't know why I'm feeling that way, but I feel like it was in the past and not on the radio show. I don't know why, but generally I can tell when I've connected with somebody before. So maybe our paths have crossed in the past. But I can tell you that but this person, Kyle, he has good intentions. He's lonely. Are you aware of this?
Well, he actually is divorced since last February. So I would imagine that, he might be. I mean, he hasn't directly, told me that. And like I said, I just met him a couple weeks ago.
Usually you can tell, though, when you meet somebody if they're lonely, even if you're just communicating with them still via text or email, you can tell there are signs. So you should have picked that up by now. And if you haven't, then I'm going to say that you're not being as alert as you can be towards him because he's lonely. He is looking for a relationship. But what he doesn't want is drama. He doesn't want drama. It's really important to him. He had enough drama in his situation. I guess you maybe know about that. Okay. So the last thing he wants, okay, the last thing he wants is drama. So anything that even has the slightest smell of drama, he will drop like a hot potato. So keep that in mind, okay? And I don't think you're drama at all. I don't feel like you're drama. But I also feel like you have a predetermined idea in your head on how not only a date should go, but how a man should treat a woman. You know exactly what I'm talking about. And and if it doesn't, right? Yeah, and if it doesn't go that way, you will let them know it. You don't play any games. You're dead on that. Like you're dead set. This is how it's going to be. And if it's not that way, it's like sayonara, hit the road, Jack. And I don't think that's a bad thing because you know you've had your experiences. So that's okay. That's really okay. I would say to you that be a little softer around the edges for this one because he needs it. And it could get legs. It could take off. Okay.
Okay. Do you think, and I know you said he has good intentions, and he told me about the divorce and all that, and basically that his ex-wife had, he knew that she struggled with anxiety and depression, but he said it went through the roof once they got married.
Right.
I don't know. And I'm trying to be very open to see who he is and not judge him. But I just hope that, if things did get stressful at any point, if we were to be together, would he just walk away? I wonder, was he guilty at all?
Okay. So there's such a thing as having anxiety and stress. And when, we've all had anxiety and stress at some point in time in our lives. And we acknowledge it, and then we do something about it, right? If we put a Band-Aid on it, which is not a good thing, or we deal with the source of the anxiety and stress, which makes things ultimately much better. But what I would say to you is if the anxiety and the stress was off the charts, and I believe this was beyond anything the anxiety and stress that I'm feeling connected to him from her was the point of needing constant validation from him, feeling like everyone was attacking her, no one liked her. It extended from work to family to friends of his, everything, so that basically they were supposed to just live in a bubble, the two of them. Do you know what I'm talking about?
Okay. Yeah, he said that she was crying every day,
Now, part of your question is, is he just not a compassionate individual? Because sometimes, you know, people do go through changes, and I don't mean midlife changes, I just mean changes, and they might, you know, they go through stress, and you want a man who's going to support you, who's going to be there
mm-hmm.
for you, who's not going to say, oh, wow,
mm-hmm.
you know, you're messed up, I'm out of here, you know, sayonara. I don't think he was that way. I think he was understanding.
Mm-hmm.
I think, though, when the person going through the stress after a certain period of time refuses to get help and refuses, you know, if somebody's
mm-hmm.
hanging off a building and you're extending your
mm-hmm.
arm and they won't grab it, what can
mm-hmm.
you do? Right? There's
yeah.
a point at
yeah.
which, you know, you don't want to see them hit the pavement. You just don't.
Mm-hmm.
And that might sound like a cold, harsh reality, but anyone who's ever been faced with that situation knows exactly what I'm talking about. You
mm-hmm.
you know, you're compassionate and understanding, but you reach a certain point where, like, look, I'm extending this arm to you. All you have to do is grab it, you know, and my back's killing me, so grab it, but they won't. And then
mm-hmm.
at some point you have to say, okay, you know, a person has to be willing to help themselves. And my feeling
yeah.
here is that that wasn't going on in this situation, okay? And
yeah.
I think he told
yeah.
you that.
Yeah,
correct.
She okay. didn't want medication or anything,
mm-hmm.
any kind of help. Yeah,
mm-hmm.
and it just got
okay.
to a point where it was just draining him. So,
right. So, so this is why I shared this with you, because it's what the angels shared with me, and that's why I shared it with you. Now, that should be validation that what he has told you is true. Therefore, I do not feel like he has a compassion issue.
Okay.
Because that is your ultimate fear.
Yeah, you know, I just have been hurt in the past.
Yeah,
so.
I don't
yeah,
think I
exactly.
would feel the same way. Yeah,
exactly. You know, I just, and I think, like, now that I'm showing more interest in him, I just started feeling like he's not paying as much, like, attention to me. Like, for example, like, before when he kind of, he had to basically, I was hesitant to even go out with him. So he basically had to kind of, I had to spend time with him to, you know, convince myself that I was interested. And I found myself interested in him. And now I feel like he's just, you know, he's not responding to my texts like as quick as before. Like, he'll go like hours without,
yeah.
like, and, you know, he just,
yeah.
he said the other day we were going to hang out and then something came up. So I don't know. I started to get worried. I don't know if he, what that's about.
Mm-hmm. I think that he's still readjusting to the life of a single person. I think he's trying to decide what he's really looking for. But I would say to you that once he does feel like he's got you, you know what I'm saying? He
mm-hmm.
does feel like he's got you. And once they feel like they got you in their back pocket, they tend to, you know, look at what else is out there. So I'm not saying play a game with him, because I'm not about playing games. But I don't think he's got you, and I think you need to let him know that. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Is he looking for other, like, is he keeping
no.
his options open?
No.
Okay.
But it should, well, no, I would say he's keeping his options open, yes, absolutely, because he's got you. Now it's time to look out over to see what other kind of fish are out there. Not that he's actively doing that, but he's
mm-hmm.
not closing his eyes. You know, it's kind of like, the only way I can describe this is I've been married for 32 years, so I don't look at other fish, right? Because it's just like,
mm-hmm.
you know, I got that whale at home, and I don't mean he's a big fat person. He's not at all.
Yeah.
I don't mean it that way,
yeah.
but I mean it's like I don't even look. But I think that when we're not sure of what we have or 100% sure this is what we want, we tend to just look at the other fish that go by, and I'm going to say don't let him think that he has you in his back pocket. That's what I'm saying.
Okay. All right.
Okay.
That sounds good. Thank you so
much. All
right.
Listen, God bless you, and thank you for calling.
Thanks. Take care. Bye-bye.
Mm-hmm. Bye-bye.
You know what, ladies? We have not answered that question. The question of the bringing a
yeah.
boyfriend, girlfriend to...
I have not answered that question.
None of us have.
No.
Well,
we have
I kind
not.
Of have told people how I felt in my conversation, but go ahead.
Well, I'm just bringing it up.
So what do you think?
Oh, well, I feel like at this point, no. I would not bring someone to, like, a family Christmas Eve or a work event unless there's an exception. Unless he's, like, way out of my league. And I'm like, look what I can get. And then I would bring him
everywhere.
Oh, so if
he's on candy.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
And please, I would wish someone would do the same with me.
Yeah, but it's like Thanksgiving. Are you going to go to some guy that you don't really know very well to his family?
No, I mean, no, I would bring him to my family, is what I'm saying.
Yeah, but you just said you wish a guy would do that for you.
Well, yeah, he's kind of dorky.
Wow.
And
what fantasy world do you live? That's, yeah. Okay, so, okay.
Because I don't want to bring someone, because you don't know how they're going to react. Or not react, but act. Around,
true.
Like, and you don't want to bring someone that sets an impression on you. If you bring someone to, like, a work holiday party, it's an impression on your opinions and what you do. And so I would only bring him if he didn't talk much but looked real nice doing it.
Okay.
You know?
Interesting thought.
Do you disagree?
No, I agree with you to a point. I think if you have known somebody for a period of time, yes. If this is a new relationship, no.
What if he has, like, a six-pack?
If he has a six-pack, bring him to my house.
What if he's, like, Chris Evans?
Who's
bring
Chris Evans?
My house.
And we'll, I know who Chris Pine is, but who's Chris Evans?
Who do you think Chris Pine is?
This is a good game. I like this game. Chris Evans is Captain America.
Oh, got
Chris
it.
Chris Pine was in Into the Woods.
I don't even know what that is.
Okay. Isn't he supposed
Into
to be
the
hot,
pine tree?
I prefer Chris Evans.
Okay.
He is abs.
Big abs.
Yeah.
Okay, so this is what I think. If
we get on this topic a lot.
Yeah, we
abs.
Do. Abs and men. I mean, we are girls. I mean, come
popular.
On.
It's popular.
Girls
are
two things, abs and chocolate, right? So,
but not too much abs.
Yeah, not too much abs.
Because I don't want you to, like, crush me. I don't want to be afraid that, like, if you hug
Nicole?
Me. No,
that they
I don't.
Slice you open.
Yes, that you just, like, break all the bones in my body. Like, I don't want to, like, shake your hand and come back with only parts.
Okay. Wow. He's made a razor blade.
I
want to
know what you think of what goes on in that mind. I'm a little bit scared.
She's watched too many Marvel
You know,
movies.
We can't read family members, and it's probably a really good thing.
It's like a game show 24/7 out there.
I'll tell you what, that's just a little
wow.
scary. But I would say if you find yourself unattached in November, it's a good thing. So, in other words, I wouldn't start saying, oh, let me start dating somebody in November.
No, and you don't have to buy
yeah.
them a Christmas present.
Right. Well,
it's awkward, too.
I would say if you're not dating someone in November, wait until after,
right.
you know,
I
wait till January. Because holidays stress us all out,
well,
right?
Well, you're not going to bring a brand new person in the middle of a family that, you know,
right.
that's stressful.
Well, I mean, okay, first of all, there's always, like, existing family tensions with
yes.
every, and stress.
Yes.
With, I don't care, the most perfect families, there always
is,
you know, because maybe, you know, it could be the sublime little, like, I want to make the best, you know, cherry compote, whatever, I don't care. The point is, everyone has stress during the holidays. It's not just the normal go-to-work-and-life stress that
right.
we all experience. It's remembering to get the right gift for the right person and you know, all that good stuff. So, and for some people, it's so I know I'm being very quite benign with this because we all know that there's always that person in the family that you despise, right?
Yes.
I hear these stories from people, and they're like, I hate this person, and I got to go spend, you know, this holiday with them. And so you don't want the stress, and then you have to add a new person on, which is going to be stressful. And it's the same thing if you bring a guy to the office party. You know, office parties are often stressful, you know, even for the most graceful employees. So why would you bring a guy to – and you don't know – what if that guy turns out to be – you know, a flirt, or what if the guy turns out to be, you know, have one too many.
Crazy person.
Or he takes NyQuil and has a drink, and it has an adverse effect. I mean, these things,
why would
you know.
Take NyQuil before going to a party?
Well, no, some people do. They've got a cold.
That's a random thing.
No, I'll tell you why, because I actually know someone who's happened. I had a client whose guy she was dating, she was the first, I mean, they'd gone on a couple of dates, she took him to an office party, and he had a bad cold, and he was, like, flummoxed. And so he took some NyQuil to, like, try to quell his cough.
Take that before you go to bed. No.
How about DayQuil?
I think he was really sick. She said he took NyQuil, and then he had a drink while he was there. and had a bad allergic reaction. He broke out, and he had to go to the hospital.
Oh my gosh.
She said it was just awful. And I remember thinking, probably wouldn't have brought the new guy to the holiday party to begin with. And there are some people who say, don't be offended if he doesn't want to bring you to his holiday. So if you start dating somebody like right now,
mm-hmm.
don't be upset if he says, look, I'll see you before Christmas or after Christmas, but they don't want to bring you to a holiday party. That means they're in the same boat. So
right.
don't be offended and don't kill a relationship just because a guy doesn't want to bring you to his office party or holiday party. And I will tell you, when I was younger, I did bring a guy to a holiday. He was a really cute engineer, too. He's really hot.
See, he was cute. That's why she brought him.
And he had abs, too. Well, I mean, he appeared to. What
would
I know?
About?
He appeared to have abs.
Oh,
did I meet this person?
No, I when I was working at the savings bank and
yes,
going
that
to school.
I was working at.
Yes, so you may have met him. I brought him to one
the
of the parties.
I met him.
And I took him to upstate New York when we went up to see with my parents that weekend. We're only up for the day,
yes.
though. Mm-hmm. Yes. He was cute, but he was boring. But he was really cute.
Yes.
And I let
so
that override my judgment.
Okay, let me just say, she judged me for my answer, but she did exactly what I said I would do.
And this
yeah.
is why I'm saying, I remember bringing him to the Christmas party. I remember bringing him to, it was like a 3-hour drive to upstate New York, and we went hiking, and then after that, we came back, and then I had to take him to a wedding I was going to, all at the same, and he finally said to me, do you want to go to dinner or catch a movie? I'm like, well, I don't have any events coming up. And I remember thinking, oh, my gosh, I'm just with him.
He just wanted to. You were just using him as a date.
Yeah, I was.
Those events.
He was arm candy, and he was cute, and he was nice, but there was no chemistry.
Yeah.
So I did it, and I'm going to tell you it wasn't right. And I didn't realize it till now as we're talking about
but
it.
But at the time, did you feel more confident going to a work event with having him or with having someone not showing up alone?
I dated a lot, so it didn't really matter to me. I just
thought
he was cute.
I just had so many men in my life.
No, you know what I mean,
but I've
though.
Been to a lot of events and by myself.
Yeah, it's
and
not
I,
a big
I,
deal.
Actually, I think it's more comfortable if these are people you work with.
Right.
And then
I
you
would
bring
agree
a new
that.
Person, too. And then it just makes it weird and awkward, and then you don't feel comfortable with your
mm-hmm.
friends at work.
Yeah.
And then it's all weird, you know?
I
right.
get nervous introducing my friends from work to my friends from outside of work. Because you never know. You don't know if the chemistry
right.
is going to
yeah.
be there, if it's going to flow well. So I think in general, it's a hesitant thing for most people.
Yeah. And also think about this. How many of us have had friends from work, and in the work atmosphere, we have lots in common and lots to talk about. Take it outside the workplace, and you realize you have absolutely nothing in common.
Right, right.
Right?
Yeah.
And so if you introduce this new person into this that you just started dating and they don't have anything in common with them because this is really a work friend, then all of a sudden they have nothing. And then you're trying to, like, meld it.
That's too awkward.
Don't
do it.
I think the general consensus is don't. Just don't. Don't do it. It doesn't mean you can't start dating somebody now, but I think it's a good idea not to, you know, start including them in all the festivities, whether it be family or work or you know, hobby festivities. How many people have hobby festivities?
Christmas wreath making.
Would you like to come to my Christmas wreath-making holiday party? Because we're going to have a really good time. When do you see the fern we have this year? It's going to be... No. look, I belong to a lot of, I mean, you know, clubs that I like that I think are fun. But, they have holiday parties.
Do you have a Christmas wreath-making?
No, but you know I do. I mean, and not in the last couple of years, but I used to, you know, go to a lot of, you know, I'd like
cookie exchange.
Yeah, cookie exchange.
Oh, we went really different directions with that. I thought we were still going on about holidays.
No, I just meant like a holiday party with a hobbyist club that you might be involved in.
Okay.
That's what I was referring to. So, but I think we're all the same general consensus.
Yeah.
Like you just don't.
Don't do it.
You know.
End of story.
End of story. Move on. Next. There you go. So that was a really easy topic tonight. Just don't. Okay, just don't. All right.
Yeah.
Now Nicole and I were gonna make up. We had made up the song.
Oh my
goodness. Yeah, I forgot.
Everybody, if you have other music to listen to right now,
okay,
do it.
And do you want to take the lead on this, Nicole?
No, I think you should. I think you're better at starting it off.
Oh.
You set the tone right.
Oh yeah. Okay.
Oh yeah.
Right.
That's good.
So,
right there.
So,
So you're both scaring me so much.
I know. All right, we wrote the song. We practiced it for like
how many days, hours involved.
Yeah. Well, they can't see the choreography.
I know. We might post a video later of it.
Yeah, we might.
We might. Yeah.
For
it's
all
about
the blind
fall,
people to see, right?
It's all about autumn.
Are you
going to
turn
it's
into a
about,
tree
yeah.
and drop your leaves?
Well,
so what's it called?
It's called trees.
Trees.
Lose their leaves. Like.
In the fall. Are you making this up?
Like. Nicole, remember the rest of it? Trees lose their leaves.
Like raccoons breathe.
Like raccoons.
That's a terrible, terrible song.
Okay,
yes,
you know what? You haven't heard
you
it
haven't
yet.
Heard, you haven't heard the
it's
song.
Really
and by
I
the
think
way,
this is
goes,
a very off-the-cuff
okay.
song. And they're making this up because
okay.
it's both dumb.
Okay.
It's
that,
that
time
of
year
where
all the
leaves
turn
brown.
You don't
and
even
fall.
Ground
and
know
that
trees
lose
their
leaves
just like the raccoons.
Oh, good Lord. Okay, please, for the love of God, stop.
I haven't gotten to the second verse yet.
No, please. Everybody's ears are bleeding right now.
Nicole and I have for years done this thing. Our listeners are like, what the heck just happened? Nicole and I started doing this thing that they do on SNL. So
I think
they
stole it from us.
I think, yeah, they did steal from us, where we make up a song, but we haven't really made it up.
Right.
So we're like, we just made up this song, and then we just pick a topic, and then she lets me take the lead, and I just
and
try and find
so
things.
Good.
You threw me off with raccoons breathe. You threw me off there.
You said you were going to take the lead.
I know.
You threw me off when you threw it over at me.
We got thrown off on the title. I see, once the title's thrown off, you're done.
Yeah.
But we really don't ever
have to. Yeah, that's certainly
work.
What shot it off.
You know, we've created some real bops back in the
yeah,
day.
Yeah, we had some really good ones. Like, I mean, we can't.
Okay, and you know
now,
that
but,
everybody out there, just listen to the two of you sing, and they're going.
Oh, no, that wasn't really
singing. We don't
that
believe
was,
them.
That was
they're
squawking.
Going, you know what? We need to hire these girls immediately.
So they all want us for the holiday parties, you know.
And we're beautiful.
And the third stanza, I mean, unbelievable,
oh,
right?
It was so good.
It was so
good.
You're not going to hear it now
wow.
because you made fun
you
of it.
You shut us down too early.
That's
it was
right.
a big finale.
Because
you go to work for Saturday Night Live. You've missed your calling.
Yeah.
I applied for an internship and I was underqualified.
Go figure. Wow.
You were underqualified or
yeah.
overqualified? I'm not sure. You know what a lot of people don't know about raccoons, and this is why we were, you know, talking about raccoons and their breathing. So I just kind of want to mention this.
They actually have asthma, so when the leaves fall, it
well, okay, so this is exactly it. Okay, these wonderful medium-sized little lovely mammals that are native to North America.
Mammals.
That's what they're called. Mammals. They're called mammals. And they have this beautiful, dense underfur, which insulates it against the cold weather, but it really comes in when the fall leaves start to fall, okay?
It's called winter is approaching.
Well, and that probably, you know, probably would have been better, like, you know, trees lose their leaves, like raccoons. Grow there. But it didn't rhyme, so
yeah,
we were having a problem.
I was
okay.
trying to rhyme,
yeah.
but I was like, what breathes?
Right.
Leaves. I think something else would rhyme with leaves other than breathe.
Leaves, teeth.
Well, how about
trees teeth.
Lose their leaves like raccoons get more fur in the breeze because as it gets cooler.
Too many words.
I
no.
know. We really messed this one up,
okay,
didn't we?
I think maybe
well,
we should move on to something else.
Tune back in next week.
We'll get back. We'll come up with another song next
I
week.
I think maybe we should have another something that we do, not this.
Oh, no, this is so much fun.
Because I really think this was terrible.
We have
and
done
horrible.
This for years in the car when people come to, and they really think we wrote the song.
It's
only,
really their make a break point. Like,
yes.
when we're like, if you're with us or not.
Yeah,
like
if you don't find it funny and hysterical,
you're out.
Then you're out. You're just out.
Well,
you're out
of
the group.
I must be out.
You thought it was funny the first time we did it.
Well, probably the first 12 times. We messed up the title, Nicole. We blew it.
Like
all
five?
Right. We'll have a Christmas song coming up next month. We'll have a Thanksgiving.
Christmas?
We'll do a Thanksgiving song
Halloween?
For November. You want one for Halloween?
Next week.
Next week. We'll have a Halloween song. It'll be rocking. Let me tell
and
you.
And I will tell everyone what time it is so they could go on their potty break during that.
I love it. All right, here we go with our next caller, calling in from area code 402 with a prefix of 214. Welcome to the show.
Hi. Thank you for taking my call.
You're welcome. What's your first name?
It's Sharon.
Sharon. Hi, Sharon. And did you like our song?
Hi, honey. Yeah, I was laughing. Yeah, it was good.
We've all heard that SNL skit. So, how can I help you, Sharon?
You know, I really want some direction from God about. I have some legal issues that I'm dealing with my home.
Okay.
Unjust stuff and. Kind of hoping to see, you know, what he has to say, if he can help me.
Okay. Well, the first thing that I'm hearing is that you're close to losing your home. Is this correct?
Right.
Mm-hmm.
And I shouldn't be.
Well, and I agree with you, and I'm not going to deny that even a little bit, not even remotely.
Mm-hmm.
But.
Yeah.
What I am getting is that he's saying that, you know, what I'm hearing is that fair is not fair, and this isn't about fair. This is about circumstances that have befallen you, and you know this. You know that you know it's not fair. Other people who hear about it know it's not fair. I'm also getting the words that you received notice. Now, I don't know what that means. Are you denying that you received notice, or are you saying that you weren't given proper notification? Does that make sense?
Right.
Yeah.
And that's true for one of the things, and it's complicated. I'm not an attorney, and so I had filed a response, you know, just myself. And
right.
he's saying that he, you know, gave me notice on this e-file, which is only for attorneys. It's something I can't even get into.
Right.
And he couldn't have done that, you know, but he lies a lot. And,
right.
And the other thing is, you know, they've been trying to, you know, sabotage my home and my car and myself and trying to get me out for a long time. And there's a fraudulent mortgage and it just sucks. And, you know, I'm disabled and I don't have disability yet. I have nowhere to go and it's just not right.
Well, but what I'm being told is that there is a free attorney, not the one that the court provides, but one that you can find in the area that is women. I don't know why I'm being shown this, but I just have to tell you this. They're telling me that there's, you know what I'm talking about?
Well, the legal aid, they won't help me. But
no, they won't.
I did speak to another attorney the other day, and she is a female. And she's a female. And I think she's going to try to help me.
Yes, exactly. That's what I'm being told. She also has some other female legal assistants that are in her office that are studying for the bar. And she's going to put them on it, too. You have convinced her.
Oh,
she
I
feels
want somebody else. You might be talking about another. There's a woman that's in charge of one of the colleges here.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a law school. And I don't know if that is what God's referring to.
I'm seeing,
or
like legal secretaries, legal assistants. I'm seeing paralegals that are sitting for the bar or are about to sit for the bar or have already sat for the bar, and she's going to use this and put this before them and say, you need to take care of this. This is a huge thing. This could be like a masterpiece for y'all. So this is what I'm being shown by my angels and by my guides, and my guides are angels, by the way. So this is what I'm being shown, and one particular one is he's extremely, I don't even know how to say this, Greek. It sounds weird to say Greek, but I have an angel.
Greek?
Greek. He's Greek. And this angel, he's dressed in these robes, and he looks like that Greek person with the flowers around his head, like the ivy around his head. And he's telling me, this is
David.
This is I'm being told. Yeah. I know exactly what you're talking about. Yeah. He's saying this is going to be groundbreaking because they're going to fight for you. And you just need to keep knocking on doors, like keep pushing through, keep following through, keep giving them all the information they need so they can dig their teeth in. And so you're doing the right thing. You've shaken a lot of door handles. Do you know what I mean?
Right. Well, that's the point. I mean, they've made life hell for me, and they've destroyed my home, taken away the value. But the thing is, it's so wrong what's going on that
of course.
They can do this to me. You know they've done it to others, and they'll do it again. So it's kind
of
like even if I'm like out on the street, they shouldn't be getting away with it. Because
they're not going to.
It's so damn wrong.
Right.
Good.
And it takes, you know, I think tonight maybe, I always say every show has a central theme, and maybe our theme for tonight's show is how a strong, powerful person, it doesn't mean powerful in politics, but somebody who refuses to give up, somebody who always fights for what's right, will always, 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 always succeed. And we talked about how teachers, you know, who fight for children, who are always there trying to make sure the
right
thing is done for them. And for you in this case, making sure that even if your situation, you're saying, even if your situation doesn't turn out the way you want it to, you want to continue to fight the good fight because you want to fight for this cause because you don't want to see anybody else go through what you have had to go through because it's been absolute mental torture.
Well, yeah, and physical. I mean, they broke in and killed my cat.
Wow.
Smashed my cat's head in, you know.
Wow. And I know people are listening to this, and they're saying, well, clearly that didn't happen. This woman's not, you know.
Right.
If that really happened.
Right.
I know, but we all know.
I took my cat's dead body to the vet so that she would attest to it. She wrote a letter,
of course.
You know, to
that somebody
to it
smashed
because
the skull
that's
in of
exactly
your cat.
What they try to do. Right. So that's exactly what they try to do is discredit you. And they, you know, apparently it's called gaslighting. And unfortunately, there's a lot of PR firms that do this. Not PR, PI, private investigators. You know, companies will. I've heard from retired police that they've seen companies, corporations spend over $500,000 to drive someone crazy
because they don't want the truth
to come out.
Right, exactly. So I'm saying keep fighting the good fight. And this, you know, and it's funny because I see all these people about to take the bar who have just taken the bar, and you've spoken to a female attorney who works for a school.
Right.
Who, yeah.
Right.
So I'm telling you, I see this moving forward. So
the one I've spoken to does not work for the school. That's a different one I've heard of.
Okay,
however,
then you need to contact her. You need to contact this one that works for the school because, you know, what you need is to sit down calmly and say, I know what I'm about to tell you is going to sound so far out of the realm of reality, but if you'll give me 30 minutes of your time and you'll let me lay it out for you as it has happened, you'll see what I've been going through. And I know that they'll give you the time to do that. So I know we can go on hours about this, this is not the environment to do it in. But I can tell you that this is don't quit, don't give up fighting. You're going to find the supporter in the legal arena who will help support you. I see this. and I've described to you what that person is like. So it's a female with a lot of females under her, and that does sound like maybe the school teacher. So definitely keep shaking those door handles. Keep telling your story. Make it happen, okay?
I'm trying. Thank you so much.
Right.
I really appreciate it.
You're welcome. You're so welcome. Listen, God bless you.
Pray for
and we'll pray for you. I promise you that.
Thank you.
I promise you that.
Okay, good.
Take care. God bless. Mm-hmm. What a sweetheart. It's so hard. I know, you know, people think that, oh, when that can't happen or that's not, you know, but they don't realize that some of these, all these TV shows we see on TV, CSI and all these shows, those things really do happen because that's where they get
it's
these
based
stories
on
from.
Real stuff.
Yeah.
Right, you know, and I remember years ago we had a woman who called into our show. Do you remember years and years ago? She had a horse farm.
I remember that.
Yeah.
Actually, that was running through my mind when the when
yeah,
the
me
was
too.
Talking.
And that was legitimate. And,
yeah.
And
that was just a crazy shame.
Yeah, and they were trying to get her evicted from the property because they wanted to rent it to a family member. So they were trying to scare her out of there.
Yeah.
And it was terrible. And it was really, you know, she finally won. I mean, she ended up buying a place on her own, which I was really happy for. But these things do happen, and it's sad and it's scary, and it doesn't, you know. It sounds like, wow, this sounds like a TV show, but that these are the people who they listen to their stories and make these TV shows about. You know, it's crazy, sad. But we will definitely pray for Sharon because she deserves it, she needs it, and I'll ask everybody to pray for her that let God's will be done because I know he will protect her. Okay, we're going to take a short break, and we'll be right back.
Hey, are you looking to find true love, the perfect job, prosperity, or the road to good health? Science has proven that our bodies are made up of a complex energy system called chakras. These chakras can be tuned up just like a car. Imagine if your car was not running correctly. Would you just sit back and assume it would magically fix itself? If your refrigerator stopped cooling, do you think you would just wait and see what happens, or would you be afraid that all your food would spoil and call a repairman? Chakra clearing and balancing is the same thing. When things are not going right in your life, whether it's your love life, your career, your bank account, or your health, can you afford to just sit back and wait and hope that somehow it will simply just correct itself? Chakra can even help the most stressed out person regain their sense of calm and inner serenity, regardless of what's going on around them. You can get a full chakra clearing and realignment long distance over the phone by calling 1-800-375-3446. That's 1-800-375-3446. 3446. We'll be happy to clear and balance all your chakras. Look forward to tomorrow. A chakra clearing does take 1 hour time. We look forward to hearing from you.
Ladies and gentlemen, did you know that you could be paying over 80% more for your medications than your neighbors? Would you like to know how you could save up to 89% on your prescriptions? Well, you can visit Canada RX Shop Service Centers right here in Central Florida. Canada RX Shops are open Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. Call toll-free 800-967-4582 for the shop nearest you. You can also visit the website at CanadaRxShop.com. Canada RX Shops have a friendly, caring staff that will help you save big on your prescription drugs. There's no hidden fees. Their services do not cost you a penny. You don't have to make a road trip to Canada for Canadian discount prices. Remember, call toll-free 800-967-4582. Start saving bucks on your prescription drugs. Everybody's talking about it. Canada RX Shop is doing it. Call 800-967-4582.
Hey, want to be able to talk to me live and have a personal reading done? Visit my website at www.drginny.com. That's www.drginny.com. You can get a personal in-depth reading, or you can check out who's going to be on our show next week right here on Blog Talk Radio at the Christian Psychic Cafe. Don't forget, drginny.com, or call a toll-free number at 1-800-375-3446. Have you ever thought about getting Christian counseling for yourself or a loved one? From time to time, we all have difficulties and we need help to sort things out. Sometimes we may just want an objective person to encourage and coach us through certain seasons in life.
Christian counseling can help facilitate the healing process for spiritual, psychological, and emotional growth. Hi, I'm Dr. Ginny. Being a Christian counselor means I'm dedicated to helping people resolve past and present issues. My goal is to help my clients develop meaning and purpose in life, enabling them to make changes that will result in personal growth and development, restoration of balanced lifestyles, and the emotional strength to yield lifelong results. If you're looking for some answers and would like some Christian or spiritual direction, please call me for a private one-on-one phone consultation at 1-800-375-3446. I would love the opportunity to talk with you and help make today better and tomorrow great.
And welcome back to the Christian Psychic Cafe. I'm Dr. Ginny. I'm here with
Jessica.
Nicole.
Wow. You
clearly,
sound...
we're not classically trained.
How could you say that?
So, you know, we had a question that arose. You know, we sometimes get email questions, and usually they're for readings. But somebody actually emailed a question. They were going to a Halloween party, and they wanted to know, should we actually wear a costume? Because when we get there, we're not sure if other people are going to be wearing costumes.
Yeah, that's hard because you don't know.
I have actually just experienced that as of last night.
Okay.
Because I got invited to a Halloween party, and it said very explicitly it was a themed party, and you were supposed to dress up in costume.
Right.
And I don't know if it's my past cosplayer in me or what, but I put something together in like 10 minutes. I really felt like I half-heartedly put this together. And I showed up, and I basically won the best costume there.
Wow.
And no one else really put in effort or thought. It was like,
so you were frustrated.
I was frustrated because I felt like I put this together in like 8 minutes, and I was... I wasn't conceited, but, like, I was one of the best put-together ones.
Well, clearly,
there.
So that is a good question. A lot of people just don't make the effort,
yeah,
and they don't care.
So it makes it awkward, because, like, I was there, and I felt like I was out of place because I didn't even plan it.
Because you made an
that's
effort.
The thing. I made the effort, and no one else seemed to, because I felt uncomfortable.
Right.
And I bet they felt uncomfortable having me there because okay.
Because you made the effort.
Made the effort. So I think it's difficult. I think you just really have to judge the crowd.
Well,
I think that's
I think
that's it.
There's a better way of doing that. I think if somebody's hosting a party, they should say, you know, costume party, costumes required for entry.
See, that's what it was, though. It was. In the invitation, it was a theme after a TV show, and it was like everyone dressed as a character from this TV show.
Please tell us. I noticed you've been avoiding that, so we want to know.
I have, because it's not a very Christian show.
Okay.
And plus, I think it's a weird show. I've only watched it once, and
what
I don't
What is the name
like
of the
it.
Show?
It's Rick and Morty. It's an American animated like
cartoon
for adults.
Is it like The Simpsons, or is it worse?
No. It's different.
It's different. It's an adult cartoon. So it... I mean, not like... Okay, wait.
Nicole!
It's a cartoon made for the target audience of 18 and up. There's only... Like,
do we have to throw holy water at you?
It's not pornography.
My kids all love it.
Yeah.
They think it's hilarious. I've watched it before. I just think it's stupid.
I think it's stupid.
So you went
good.
And nobody dressed
it.
Up. I think
I mean,
that it's a party giver. It's an awkward situation because
but
you don't want to
the
turn
party
people
giver
away.
Didn't dress up to the effect that I would have dressed up if I made a costume.
But that's different because you work in costuming, you know. So
I know, but I don't know. I still felt like I got invited to another party that's a Halloween party, but now I'm like, what do I go as? Do I dress up? Do I go all out? Do I not dress up? Do I something like more
okay,
sure
so
this is my
was used to be back in my thinner days. You go as Catwoman because you could always throw everything off, leave the unitard on, throw on a pair of jeans and a sweater, and you pull off the casual
unitard.
Look.
Haven't heard that word in a long
time. I'm currently
wearing
a unitard.
Yeah, right.
Okay.
I mean, you know, it was simple and easy, and you could always, you know,
you could always
Playboy bunny
ears and like, with you.
Yeah,
that's just so boring. Well, then what if everyone goes out and then like I'm a cat, duh.
But the whole point is, if people don't dress up, then you're not feeling stupid.
Yeah, well, everyone dresses up.
Listen.
Now, I bought things to be a pirate, wench, woman.
Oh, yes, that was really cute, too.
Yes, but will I get to wear it?
Who cares? You'll meet a ton of guys wearing it. Trust me, it's really cute.
It's not that exposing as you are making
not.
It seem.
No, it just looks really, really looks good on
you. I would like to announce that originally I was going to go as Madeline from the children's book, and someone sitting in this room told me that I cannot attend parties dressed as a children's book character.
Well, it wasn't me, number one. And number two, you're in college now, and most college girls don't dress like Madeline.
Or
but
nuns.
You know,
and I'm not talking about a pregnant nun, just a nun. You can't go dressed as a nun.
That was on it. That was my backup plan. I had to come up with a whole new costume.
Because in college you dress as sexy pirate.
Yes.
Sexy this.
But, like, if I don't do that, it'll make me unique and, like, quirky.
Yes,
and I
that
and
will
guaranteed
you.
You'll be the only girl in the party to no one talk to. Who's that girl with the dress buttoned up to her neck muscles? And what is she wearing? A yellow bonnet? What is she? What is she, Sandra Day?
Well,
no, I think she's Sally Field from The Flying Nun. Wait, no, she's Madeline.
No,
I mean, the thing
Madeline.
Is, one of the orphans in that movie. Oh, my goodness, Nicole.
You guys are so mean to me. You're off topic. So if you guys got invited to a Halloween party,
I would dress up.
You
I would?
Would
dress up.
What
yeah.
would you dress as?
I would dress up, of course.
I love pirates. Pirate would be my thing, too.
What would you dress up as?
Right now, if I was going to go, oh, gosh. You really
a
caught
gypsy.
Me. Oh, yeah. Oh, as a gypsy reader.
Yeah, there
but
you
no
go.
Offense to people who are gypsies or readers. I'm not because I'm, you know, making fun, just because I like the colorful colors
right,
and the big hoop earrings, and it'd be fun to wear. Like,
but would you actually do it?
Yeah, why not?
Why not? I would. Of course I would. If,
well, you
but
guys
see,
are from a different generation.
Okay. No.
My daughter, who is your cousin, the party that she's going to, she's talking about dressing like a gypsy.
No, she's going to be a unicorn, remember?
Well, she had those two options, unicorn, gypsy. I'm like, okay, unicorn is a really strange.
It's so cute, though.
It's just a head thing.
Yeah, but you get to wear, like, a rainbow tutu and...
I think that's weird.
Oh, I would do it.
I think it's cute, but...
Okay, you know what? We're just going to drop this topic because it's going nowhere.
Well, I guess what I would say is it depends what you're trying to achieve at this party.
That is the fact.
Mm-hmm.
And you're trying to achieve something while you're in college, and it's not like you're going out to flaunt your body to people.
Of course not.
You're trying to achieve.
Well, no, you're going to parties because you're hoping to meet eligible men. You know
Oh, yes, you are. Come
yeah,
on.
I don't know if I want to be with someone that I meet at a party, though. What kind of judgment does he have?
You're
all
college
students.
But did he go to a party?
Yeah.
At Halloween.
I can count on one hand the number of college parties I have attended.
And therein lies the problem.
No,
you know what?
No.
I'm a
next
I'm
caller. Oh, look, the next caller's on the line. Let's take it. The caller calling from 828 with the prefix of 788. Welcome to the Christian Psychic Cafe.
Hi, Jenny. I don't know if I can follow all that up, though.
No, that's okay. Don't try. Just don't try. And it's okay. You don't have to. We don't expect you to. What's your first name?
This is Tina.
Tina. Hi. Tina?
Yeah, Tina.
Oh, Tina. Jessica, it's Tina. You know what I'm talking about?
Tina. That sounds like an interesting name. Yes.
No.
Hi, Tina. How are you?
I'm doing good.
And you definitely
not
can't follow that crazy
doing,
conversation
but...
we just had. We are very off topic tonight, that's for sure.
Yeah, the song was interesting though. I give you credit for the song. That was interesting.
You know, maybe when we get out to Tennessee, you can sing one with us. How's that sound?
Yeah, maybe. Yeah.
There you go.
We'll work
there
on Rocky Pop. How about that?
Good, good. Sounds good. So how can we help you tonight?
Okay. Well, I applied for a different job last week, and I'm kind of looking. I really would like to get out of what I'm in. This is with seniors, in which it's kind of my first love. I'm kind of burned out on child welfare. So
I understand.
I just wondered if you thought that was going to work for me, or if I should keep looking, or what.
Well, I do see that you're going to still be in the business you're in, but in a different area of the business. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So I see that you're going to be doing that. And I see that because of the experience that you've gained and garnered, you're going to be able to get bumped up into something that's I want to be careful how I say this, that's dealing more with the adult end of it, and in a way that you can actually create a pattern of, this is what I'm seeing, and I don't know that you've even thought about doing this, but I see you working for somebody doing counseling, but then moving up to where you're almost an associate in the building doing counseling under the, I don't want to say under what you do. Do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But on the adult end of it, and more for seniors, not just adult end of it.
Okay.
That doesn't throw you,
does it? Well, there's a couple more things that are coming open that I'm considering. I guess that's what I'm wondering, if I should just keep applying.
Absolutely,
keep applying.
Because
it was just like a week ago.
Yeah.
Okay.
I feel like you need to keep applying because the one that's right for you hasn't come up yet. Like the one that you are just going to be like, you know, like some will come up, you'll be like, yeah, I could do that. Yeah, I could do that. Oh, that'd be a nice change. But then there's that one that comes up that you're like, oh, my God, I would give my left lobe, earlobe to be able to do that. When that one comes up, that's the one you're going to get. And you'll know it when it comes up because you'll be like, oh, that's what I want to do. That's it. That's it. That's it. And then that's the one you'll do. And I do believe it'll come up. And I feel like it has to do with geriatric, but in a different capacity than you've ever dealt with it before.
I don't know what that would be again. Oh.
I don't either. I wish I could tell you. I really wish I could. I don't know, but I do see that the opportunity is going to come up, and I don't want to say what I think, because I'm not clear. I would be guessing, and I'm not in the business of guessing. But what's being shown to me is that you are going to have such a zest for this that you're going to feel like this is something you would do whether you were getting paid or not. But of course, you got to get paid because we've got to keep a roof over our heads, right? So you do have to accept payment for it, but you would do it even if you didn't get payment for it because you love it so much.
Okay.
Okay. And I do see that it has to do more with the senior population than children or even middle age.
Is this going to involve a drive, do you think? I mean, will it be a longer drive than when I live on my
own? There'll be some drive. Yes, there will be some driving. I'm not going to deny that. It won't be more than an hour a day. I don't know what you're driving now. But I'm seeing roughly 45 minutes.
I drive about 30 minutes to work simply because they're mountain miles. And it's 15 miles, but it takes 30 minutes because of the mountain. So, yeah.
Yep. But. Yeah. I see it'll be about 45 is what I'm getting. So I'm going to stick with that because that's what I'm being shown.
Okay.
And let me tell you, though, you're going to be shocked at the difference you're going to make in people's lives. Like, once you start seeing that, it's going to be addictive for you because you're a very kind, caring, and compassionate person, and we all know that. And when I say we all know that, you know, Jessica and I know that. And so for you to be able to do for people what you're going to be able to do for them is like, you know, it's like giving gifts all day. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah. I think that's been my biggest frustration with this is it just, it feels like I don't get anywhere. I just kind of,
I know,
you know, doing the same thing over and over again. And it you know, you got to have job satisfaction, and it's just like,
of course,
I wish I could do something where I really could make a difference in the long term. So it's heartbreaking.
I do understand, you know, you know, I understand. And, and it's so important to be able to see that you can not only help people and guide and counsel and give advice and see that that is taken and that it has changed someone's life for the better or given them what they didn't have. I know exactly what you're saying, and I do know that is in your future, for sure.
Okay.
For sure. Okay.
I hope so.
You'll see. I promise you. And I'm really glad that I got to your call tonight. I'm really, really glad. Do you still have those rockers on the front porch?
Oh, yes, I do.
Okay.
Are you
going to
come
to Tennessee? We want to. We want to come to Tennessee. We've talked about it. And I know we've got to get through the season. How many do you have, two or three?
I have two.
Well, we'll have to bring
somebody
a third.
Have
we'll have to bring
floor.
Another one with us. We'll bring one with us, okay? That'll be our housewarming
gift. Ritter rocker or something like that. I don't know.
Okay, well, we'll find one. You'll see. You have to send me on Facebook a picture of the rockers you have because we do like them to match. So.
Oh, they do. And they're the old-fashioned kind that they have at Cracker Barrel. You know, those kind of.
Yeah.
Look like
I love
those. Yeah. I love
those.
Yeah, they
I
fit in
those.
Nicely. Yeah, they look good there. So.
I got to do some rocking this last 10 days up in Maine on the porches, and I loved it. And I bought an old rocker at it's the Lumberjack Museum, and it's a logging museum they have up there, and they have an auction every year. And this was it was an antique. It was old, but you know, it's built so well, and we purchased it, and we refinished it, and every year we have to refinish it because it stays outside. Till winter, but I rocked and I just enjoyed the heck out of it. There's nothing more soothing, is there?
Nope, it is nice. I agree.
Mhm. So listen, trust me on this, Tina. You're gonna get that position that's gonna allow you to know that what you're doing is making a positive impact on people's lives, and they are changing, and you're gonna help to change the path of their lives, which I know is critical because believe me. You know, you don't want to be able to keep doing the same thing just to watch them go back into the system. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I know. I do know. Believe me. That will happen. So keep looking. Do not give up, okay?
Okay. And I'm not going to answer your dating question. So I'll answer your Scottish question, but I won't answer your dating question.
Deal. Okay. So answer that question.
Do you remember your Scottish question?
My Scottish question was, it had to do with the guys in the skirts, right? Like, what makes men, Scottish men, so hot, right?
Okay. Well, you know, I had several Scottish men in my life, so, and you'll notice this, or at least look for it when you go over there.
Okay.
They all have, and I kid you not, they all have rosy cheeks.
Oh,
I mean, you know, like their complexion.
Yes.
Oh, I love that.
Is that
and
something
it's so
that?
Funny because, I mean, my husband had been here, you know, since he was 4 years old, but he still had that same British complexion with the little rosy cheeks, and our son had it too.
Really?
So it's just kind of a genetic thing. So yeah.
Yeah.
It's
the rosy cheeks
when
that make them hot.
Yeah, I think so.
I like that.
Because you know they look really innocent when they're not. So that's part of it.
Actually, that's probably true.
You know, like, sometimes look at Paul McCartney. Paul McCartney has those cheeks.
Yeah, those ruddy cheeks. Yes.
Yeah.
They turn
and
red.
They all pretty much have that. So, yeah. And they look really angelic, even though they're not. So,
mm-hmm.
Do what you want.
There
with
that. You
but
go.
Anyway, yeah.
That's probably what it is. They look like angels. And, and we're drawn in by that innocence, aren't we?
I know. You get suckered into it.
Yeah, you do. That's good. I appreciate you answering that. And for our listeners who
didn't hear that question. That was on a couple of episodes ago, but we weren't on last week. So she was just picking up where we had left off on our last episode. So very good. That's one that no one said but makes a lot of sense. And since you were involved with a lot of Scottish men, you really are the person to talk to. You're the expert.
Well, sort of, but anyway, as much as I can be. I always thought that was just so cute. The little pinkish cheeks were just adorable. So it suckered me in. So yeah, that's it.
I understand that. Makes sense. It makes sense. Yeah. That's one that we'll add to the list of the things we like about Scottish men.
There you go.
Wait, did your husband have a Scottish? Did he have an accent?
No, he was. Four when they came over and pretty much lost it. I mean, you know, growing up here, when he was around, it's funny though, because his dad still has it really thick. And when we would go out there to see his parents, he would pick it back up again. He'd pick up the accent again. And it just drove me nuts because I was going, what?
Yeah, what? Huh?
You know, so, I mean, it's English, but it's not. It's the Queen's English, so it's it is different. So,
it's a little bit of a brogue, as they say, a Scottish brogue, and they have an Irish brogue as well. But I like the sound of the Scotsman, but sometimes I can't understand what they're saying. Yeah.
Well, I'll tell you a story real quick. When our son was little, we had gone out there, and it was actually the first time we'd gone out there to California, and my father-in-law, he was holding our son, and I'll see if I can do this right, but he said, he's a brow baron. And I went, what did he call our son?
My
husband looked at me and smiled, and he said, he called him a pretty baby or a pretty boy. And I thought, well, why didn't he just say that? Roll that little R in there and add those two words. But yeah, it's brow baron.
That's kind of neat. I mean, I think your son's name, may I say his name out loud, or would you prefer not? Kevon, because that was his name, Kevon, is Scottish or Gaelic in origin, isn't it?
It's Kevin with an A. Yeah, it's the Scottish spelling of it.
Yeah.
And everybody's, and Kevin with an I is actually the Irish spelling.
Oh, see, I did not know that. No, I know that there was the Kevons was like a clan from, I think it was Galloway in Scotland. And if I'm correct, and I'm pretty sure it was. Doesn't it come from like the 11th century?
I don't know. I just found it and fell in love with the spelling. I thought, you know, that's what we need to do with that.
You know what? Now you're going to have to research it.
I know.
There you go. All right, listen, always a pleasure talking to you. Thank you so much for calling in. Don't worry, you're going to find what you're looking for, and it'll be the kind of thing that'll be as fulfilling as you always hoped it could be. Okay?
Okay, awesome. Thank you.
All right, take care, Tina. God bless.
All right, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
You know, I never even thought about the rosy cheeks, but now that I'm thinking about it, that might be my favorite part.
Yeah.
I think we all have to take pictures with rosy-cheeked Scottish men when we go.
I think it's a good idea.
And share them with the world.
I think we should. Yeah, every Irishman that or Scottishman that has rosy cheeks, we should say, excuse me, this is for our radio show. Yeah, we need to take your picture. Can you place your arm right here? Thank you.
And your lips right here?
I think we'll have lots of pictures when we leave there. Well, I'm going to tell everybody it's been a very long week, and we're going to end the show here tonight, and we're going to thank everybody for calling in, and we're going to ask you to please call back in next Sunday night right here at 7 p.m. on the Christian Psychic Cafe, where we'll have Jessica and Nicole. And we'll talk about all things interesting.
Cool, fun things.
And we will also have a lovely Halloween song that we will have really worked on.
And I will be bringing my earplugs.
That's right. And Jessica will not participate in that at all, I can promise you. So you all have a really good week. And continue to pray for yourselves and each other. And we thank you and God bless. Bye-bye, everyone.